This is Day to Day. I'm Madeline Brand.
From ABC, this is World News Tonight with Peter Jennings.
Good evening.
Longtime ABC News anchor Peter Jennings died last night at his home in New York. He was 67. After briefly working in Canadian broadcasting, Jennings joined ABC in 1964. He spent the rest of his career at the network, first making a name for himself as a foreign correspondent, reporting from such hotspots as Vietnam, Beirut, Cold War era Berlin. And in 1983, he became the main anchor of ABC's World News Tonight.
The great beating of their blades, indicating without a shadow of a doubt that the Israeli operation in this area of the Arkoub in South Lebanon on the slopes of Mount Hermon is definitely
going
continuing.
To go after Libya's Colonel Gaddafi. 7 days after the terrorist attacks at Rome and Vienna airports,
Lebanese man and woman fears more than any shelling. It is the car bomb. Just one picture will tell you how wretched man can be to his fellow man. There was this wounded girl.
Happy New Year to you all across the country.
He invoked the words of Martin Luther King Jr. when he said, "Let freedom ring," and this is
the landscape of New York City has changed one again. And in this instance, it's not New York City, it's not New Yorker cities, it's everybody in the country's city at this moment.
And 2.5 million more Americans have died from smoking.
4 months ago, in April, Jennings announced at the end of a broadcast that he had lung cancer. His voice hoarse, he told viewers that he hoped to return to the show again, but he never did.
I will continue to do the broadcast. On good days, my voice will not always be like this. Certainly, it's been a long time, and I hope it goes without saying that a journalist who doesn't value deeply the audience's loyalty should be in another line of work. To be perfectly honest, I'm a little surprised at the kindness today from so many people. That's not intended as false modesty, but even I was taken aback by how far and how fast news travels. Finally, I wonder if other men and women ask their doctors right away, "Okay, doc, when does the hair go?" At any rate, that's it for now in World News Tonight. Have a good evening. I'm Peter Jennings. Thanks and good night.
I'm joined by ABC's Ted Koppel, who also joined ABC around the same time as Jennings. And welcome to the program.
Thank you.
So what was it like in those early days when you were both very young and you joined the network together?
We were like kids in a candy store. And the kids part was literal. Peter was 25. I was 23 or 24, I guess, at that point. We were covering the Barry Goldwater campaign. He was running against Lyndon Johnson and, of course, was ultimately crushed by Johnson in the 64 elections. Peter was the number two television correspondent behind a man by the name of John Rolfson, and I was covering for radio. And we had a glorious time, and our only concern was that people not discover how little we knew about the American political process.
And you both shared the same urge to report internationally.
We did, but there were a couple of hiccups along the way. I ended up going over to Vietnam at the beginning of 1967. Peter, in 1966, was called upon to anchor ABC News, and it was sort of symptomatic of how desperate things were at ABC in those days that they were turned to a 26-year-old, no matter how talented he might be. And Peter was enormously talented and had been broadcasting quite literally since he was 9 years old. But he was also a high school dropout. He had quit high school when he was a sophomore. In those days, the reporters at ABC were crusty old print veterans, and they did not take very kindly to the notion of this the titular head of the broadcast being this 26-year-old kid.
He had the good sense to recognize that, I understand, and quit.
He went to after about 2 years, he went to the management of ABC News and said, "Look, this is silly and it's not working out and I really need to learn my craft and I'd like to go overseas." And what Peter actually did was very smart and intuitive. He and ABC News set up the first American television bureau in the Arab world. He lived and worked out of Beirut, Lebanon for about 7 years, beginning in 1968. And Peter became extremely knowledgeable about events in the Middle East, and ultimately extremely knowledgeable about all kinds of foreign policy. He was a man who always traveled with an extra suitcase filled with books, because for as long as he lived, I think there was sort of an instinct in him that said he had to make up for the formal education that he didn't get when he was a youngster.
I want to play a clip from the 1972 Munich Olympics. He was covering the games when a group of Israeli athletes were taken hostage.
Peter Jennings is inside the village. Let's go to Peter now.
Jim, I am almost directly over the Israeli building. It will be a famous number before long. It's building 31. It's on Connollystrasse. The security here remains terribly, terribly tight. Considerable speculation as to who the commanders are and as to whether or not there is any way that they can break out from here were they to try to escape. Looking at the area now, seeing all of the police, I cannot see that they would escape whatsoever.
And Ted Koppel, that does give a sense of how he was on the air, very urbane, polished, also reassuring.
He was actually covering the Olympics for ABC News, but the Olympics at that time were quite literally the property of ABC Television, ABC Sports, which in those days was run by the legendary Roone Arledge. And Roone recognized that he had a tremendous asset in this young newsman who was over there covering for the news division. You could hear, and he was still a young man at that point, I guess he was 34 by then, and had a lot more experience, but you could hear the man he would become on the air.
Just one last thing. I'm wondering if you can tell us, you can share with us a personal anecdote about Peter Jennings, something about him that perhaps the public rarely saw or didn't know about.
One time when we were both in our 20s and walking along a street in Manhattan, and we were stopped by a panhandler, and each of us reached into his pocket and gave the guy something, and I started walking on, and Peter did not. He stopped and started talking to the man and must have talked to him for about 10 minutes. And I must say that example of Peter's decency and his profound understanding that especially a man who has to go out and ask strangers for money, that he needs to be treated like an individual in his own right. I think in many ways that was symbolic of the decency of Peter's character and what made him such a compelling figure on the air, too. He was just a very good man.
ABC News' Ted Koppel speaking with us about Peter Jennings, who died last night at the age of 67. Thank you, Ted.
Thank you.